This is your QCCR News Update. I'm Rick Conrad. The Canada-China trade deal may be only a few days old, but it's already having an effect on what lobster fishermen are getting for their catch, according to South Shore St. Margaret's MP Jessica Fancy.
I've been talking to some of the association executive directors for some of the different lobster associations in the area, and they're saying as quick as yesterday, the price has been starting to go up. So they're seeing this as a huge win.
The Liberal politicians spoke to QCCR about what the deal means for South Shore lobster and crab fishermen. About $540 million of lobster was caught in the lucrative fishing grounds along the South Shore and in southwestern Nova Scotia last year. And with the crab industry accounting for another $300 million, Fancy says the protecting those industries is vital for the area.
And anytime you can get a better price and not have to be dinged with the tariff, that's a good deal for me.
Canada and China signed an agreement on Friday that would immediately reduce seafood tariffs to 15% from 25%. And on March 1st, the tariffs on lobster and crab are set to disappear altogether. The deal lasts until the end of this year. In exchange, Canada will drop its 100% tariff on Chinese-made electric vehicles and allow 49,000 into the country each year.
I was in Shelburne on Saturday night at one of the volunteer firefighter smoker events, and when I stood up to give my remarks, I had five or six men stand up and clapped for me in regards to the tariffs. And I had to stop for a second because I thought, wow, I never thought I'd get a standing ovation in Shelburne County. But it spoke to the importance of that deal and the hard work that we've been doing.
Fancy said she and her provincial counterparts, as well as representatives from the fishing industry, pushed the federal government to get a deal done. Rick Perkins, the former MP for South Shore St. Margaret's, criticized the deal on his Facebook page. He called Chinese EVs, quote, government-made spy machine cars, and questioned what happens to seafood tariffs next January.
In regards to the term spy machine, I mean, we're probably both holding a cell phone right now. So that it's kind of null and void, and it's unhelpful rhetoric.
Fancy says the Canadian government plans to take the next 9 months to continue talking trade with China to try to get a longer-term deal done.
I'm going to use the analogy as an educator. You know, when you have people on the playground and they get upset with each other and they have a fight, you bring them in and you talk to them, you're not going to repair that relationship overnight. So you're not going to put in these lock-in-step long-term deals. You're going to wait out and look at how that relationship's redeveloped.
She said she'll travel to Ottawa later this week for Liberal caucus meetings where MPs will get a look at the deal in more detail. But she said she hopes this is just the beginning of more trade for South Shore fishermen.
We're seeing this as a huge win, and it paved the way to resolve some of those long-standing trade barriers that were affecting different sectors.
China is Canada's second-largest trading partner after the United States. The government says it wants to increase exports to China by 50% by 2030. That's your QCCR News Update, brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative. For more on this and other stories, please visit qccrfm.com/news. I'm Rick Conrad.